Vehicular traffic in the country's cities and district capitals keep worsening. Admittedly, government has taken bold steps to manage traffic by either expanding major roads or introducing mass transport systems as strategies to reduce the menace. Radio Ghana will from time to time link up with the metropolitan, municipal and district authorities to find out what they are doing to support efforts to ease traffic. First, the MCE of Ashaiman, Ibrahim Beidu, he tells George Anker what the Ashaiman District Assembly is doing about traffic congestion.
It's a very big border. Traffic has become a serious challenge to the Ashaiman Municipal Assembly. And so we have put in place a committee made up of traffic engineers, and they've actually come up with measures. And what we are looking at first is to decongest the central business area. Now, what you see around the central business area in terms of the congestion is because, one, the existing terminal, which is the only transport terminal that we have, is choked. The cars are more than the terminal now. And so as a measure, we're trying to do another terminal around the motorway, which will ease the congestion there. But in the meantime, we are creating some, opening up some routes within the municipality. If you take maybe the eastern side and those people who are coming from Tema or around Kung who wants to go around Lebanon, instead of coming straight to the central business area, they can use the other way, which is Committee 22, and connect to the Starlight, which we have constructed a brand new culvert, which is also helping in easing the congestion. Now, we have also done another new culvert around Vaku Flat Market. Again, those people coming from the center around the Tabo, like that is what we call now Mele and Okumante, who wants to connect on the main market road leading to Zenu, would also have to not come on that road, but we also have to take behind the Vaku Flat Market and connect onto the Newtown Road and connect at the Newtown Junction, and then they can get their way onto the main Ashaiman main market, Zenu Road. Now, those also coming from Zenu, Katamansu area, instead of coming into the central business area, for instance, those of them going around Ajekojo, Lashibi, instead of coming all the way to the traffic light, again, we have also provided some access road, which takes them onto Jericho Road, and then they connect at Presby Junction, and then straight onto the dual carriage that has been constructed. Now, in going forward, what we intend to do, because most of the taxi ranks and most of the central business area are loading by the shoulders of the road. And so what we intend to do is also to create what we call on-street loading, which will be sanitized on one part whilst we are looking at acquiring some properties and bringing them down and then creating loading base on the side. Now, what the feasibility revealed was that the influx of people that come into Ashaiman every day to do trading activities is becoming increasingly a worrying situation, which is also compounding to the traffic situation.
Traders are taking over the roads. Almost during market days, you find traders taking half of the roads.
Yes, I have seen that.
What are we doing about that?
It's not entirely the roads. I think that we have a big challenge where the traders used to be, that is Mandela Market. They used to trade on the land that belongs to the police service. And for the past like 6 months or 6 months ago, the police had funded to secure their place by fencing it. And so that actually threw off the market. And so going forward, we didn't wanted to create a situation where the market will stop, because the women will also have to trade, and it's a bulk-breaking market. So we did agree with them that every Monday and Thursday should be the only day they do bulk-breaking. And so there's a street by the assembly. And so in the interim measure, whilst we are preparing a place to move them permanently at the Presby Down, at the ID land, we block normally that road by the assembly on Mondays and Thursday. But there's always a spillover because people would have to come and trade there. And so that is why you see the situation there. But this is a temporary situation which we are dealing with. And very soon, we'll be moving them to a permanent site, which would abate that problem of market women taking part of it. So for now, we are having men on the ground who are helping in terms of traffic controls at every junction, especially at the rush hour early in the morning and then late when workers close from work. So for now, challenge, because Ashaiman has become a centerpiece in terms of commerce and trading for servicing the Eastern Corridor. And so especially on Mondays and Thursday, which is a bulk breaking day for the market, it's a worry. And so we are doing something for now to ease the congestion.
Ibrahim Beidou is the MCE for the Ashaiman Municipal Assembly.